People think coercion has teeth, raised voices, threats, someone cornered with nowhere to go. That's bullshit. Real coercion whispers. It leans in. It makes you feel stupid for even wanting to read the fine print. I didn't force his hand. I never had to. I just sat close enough that my knee brushed his, spoke softly enough that he had to lean toward me, made my attention feel like oxygen. He was already scared when I met him, eyes darting, jaw clenched, pretending he was fine, because men think fear makes them look weak. I made fear look intimate. I made it something we shared. I told him paperwork was just language people use to protect themselves from liability. I told him trust mattered more. I told him I'd explain anything he didn't understand. I didn't explain shit. I watched his pen hover. I watched him swallow. I watched the exact second he decided not knowing was easier than asking. People say consent is clear-cut, yes or no, signature or not. What they don't want to admit is how easily yes can be engineered. How shame does most of the work if you let it. By the time the questions started, I already had what I needed. A signature. A narrative. A man who thought warmth meant protection. It never does. He wanted certainty. That was the crack. Everyone thinks manipulation starts with desire, but it doesn't. It starts with relief. I watched his shoulders drop the first time I told him, "It's okay, I've got you." Not because I meant it. Because he wanted someone else to be responsible. People crave abdication more than safety. I learned that early. You don't push. You don't rush. You sit there and let silence chew on them. He filled it the way they all do. Nervous jokes, over-explaining, that brittle smile men use when they're trying not to look small. I mirrored just enough concern to feel human. Just enough eye contact to feel chosen. "Do you want me to walk you through it?" I asked, already knowing the answer. The form was thick, dense. Words stacked on words like a dare. He nodded too fast. I slid closer. I kept my voice low. I let my breath brush his ear when I pointed at sections. Intimacy isn't about sex. It's about proximity. It's about making someone feel like you're on the same side of the table, even when you're holding the knife. I framed it as teamwork. We're doing this together. I framed questions as distrust. "You don't think I'd steer you wrong, do you?" I didn't say it accusingly. I smiled. That's the trick. Accusations make people defensive. Smiles make them guilty. He hesitated once. Just once. His fingers tightened around the pen, knuckles white, eyes flicking back to the text. I felt it. The moment where he might slow down. I killed it immediately. I touched his arm. Light. Casual. Like it didn't mean anything. It meant everything. "You don't need to read all that," I said. "It's standard. I'll make sure you're okay." Okay, God, people love that word. It doesn't promise safety. It promises normalcy. He wanted normal more than he wanted informed. So he signed. I didn't rush him after that. I praised him. That's important. You reward compliance immediately so it feels earned, not extracted. I told him he was brave. I told him he was doing the right thing. I told him most people would have panicked, that he was different, stronger. You could practically hear the gears click into place. Pride replacing doubt, relief replacing fear. He didn't notice how quickly I collected the paperwork, how efficiently I filed it away, how the moment he signed, I stopped asking what he wanted. Later, when he asked questions, real ones, uncomfortable ones, I kept my tone gentle and my answers vague. I reframed his anxiety as overthinking. I reframed his discomfort as nerves. I reframed his need for clarity as a lack of trust. "You said you trusted me," I reminded him. Soft. Almost sad. And, just like that, the burden shifted back onto him. He hated that feeling. Hated thinking he'd failed some invisible test. So he apologized. He always apologized. I didn't feel powerful yet. Not fully. That comes later. But I felt settled. Like something had clicked into place exactly where it belonged. People talk about guilt, like it sneaks up on you. It doesn't. You either invite it in, or you shut the fucking door. I shut the door early. He mistook that calm for care. That was his real mistake. Things didn't go wrong right away. That's important. If everything collapses immediately, people ask questions. You need a delay. A window where the narrative can set like concrete. When complications started, I was ready. I always am. I leaned into the role people expect. Concerned partner, steady voice, furrowed brow. I used the same phrases I'd rehearsed, the same language that reads as responsible. We discussed this. He understood the risks. I'm just worried about his stability. That last one is a fucking gem. Stability. It's vague enough to mean anything and scary enough to shut people up. Doctors perk up when they hear it. Administrators too. They stop seeing a man with questions and start seeing a problem that needs managing. He tried to object once. His voice shook. Not loud enough. Not confident enough. I squeezed his hand in front of them and said, he gets confused when he's stressed. Confused. Another gift word. It doesn't accuse. It explains. It turns resistance into a symptom. I watched their faces shift. Sympathy for me. Concern for him. The balance tilted exactly where I wanted it. After that, it was easy. Every decision framed as necessity. Every escalation framed as caution. I referenced the consent form constantly. Not aggressively. Casually. Like it was just there. Like it was background noise. You signed off on this, I reminded him later, alone. Not unkindly. Not cruel. Just factual. Facts hurt worse when they're true. He cried that night. Quietly. Like he was embarrassed by the sound. I stayed close. I let him cling. I let him believe I was the only thing between him and chaos. Here's the thing people don't like to admit. Being needed feels fucking incredible. Even when you know it's built on a lie. Especially then. I enjoyed how easy it was to redirect him. How quickly doubt folded under a calm tone and a well-timed sigh. I enjoyed watching him second-guess his own memory, his own instincts. That's when you know you've got someone. Not when they obey, but when they start correcting themselves for you. The paperwork did the rest. Clean, precise. Clinical language covering messy decisions. People worship documents. They treat signatures like holy water. No one wants to believe a man could be talked into something he didn't understand. That would mean acknowledging how fragile agency really is. So they didn't. They believed me. When he pushed harder, when fear finally sharpened into anger, I adjusted. I pulled back just enough to look patient. I let him rant so it could be documented as agitation. I never raised my voice, never swore in front of staff. Control reads as credibility. Behind closed doors, though, different story. I told him he was sabotaging himself. I told him his behavior was making things worse. I told him no one would take him seriously if he kept spiraling. I used his own fear against him until it folded back into compliance. Was it cruel? Sure. But cruelty implies excess. This was efficiency. I slept well during that period. Better than I had in years. There's a particular peace that comes from knowing the system is on your side. He still thought I cared. That was almost sweet. Almost. Exposure never comes the way you expect. It doesn't kick the door in. It asks questions. Polite ones. She was an auditor. Quiet, sharp eyes. Didn't rush. That's how I knew she was dangerous. She didn't react the way others did. She didn't flinch when I used the same phrases. She wrote them down. Patterns are a bitch. I'd gotten sloppy, not careless, just consistent. Same language, same timing, same role. I thought that was smart. Predictable reads as professional. She didn't see professionalism. She saw repetition. How often have you been the primary advocate in these cases? She asked. Neutral. Almost bored. I answered easily. Numbers don't scare me. Stories do. She slid documents across the table, highlighted sections. Identical phrasing, different names, same outcomes. I felt something then. Not guilt, annoyance. Do you feel responsible? She asked. I laughed. Actually laughed. I told her responsibility implies accident. I told her everything had been consensual, documented, approved. She didn't argue. She just looked at me and said, consent obtained under pressure isn't consent. It's leverage. That word, leverage, hit harder than any accusation, because it named the thing cleanly. No drama, no morality, just mechanics. They pulled him in later. I wasn't there. I didn't need to be. By then he'd learned how to speak carefully, how to say he didn't understand without sounding stupid. Someone had finally given him the language I'd kept from him. When they confronted me with his statement, I felt the floor tilt. Not collapse, tilt. Subtle. Like nausea. You framed trust as obligation, they said. You positioned doubt as betrayal. I tried to pivot, tried to soften, tried to play concerned again. It didn't work. The narrative had already shifted. Once that happens, warmth looks like manipulation instead of care. They asked if I felt guilty. I told them guilt is what you feel when you didn't plan it. That line didn't land the way it used to. The consequences came quietly. Loss of access. Loss of credibility. Files flagged. My name attached to a pattern instead of a role. That's the real punishment, being reduced to a warning. He didn't look at me when I passed him in the hallway later. He didn't have to. I could feel the absence like a bruise. People think exposure brings clarity. Closure, it doesn't. It brings distortion. Every past action reframed. Every memory relabeled. I still replay the moment he signed. The pen scratching paper. The relief on his face. I still believe I was right. That's the fucked part. Not that I did it. But that even now, with everything stripped away, part of me insists it was necessary. They took my position. They took my authority. They didn't take that voice in my head that says control is just another word for care if you say it softly enough. I planned every word. Now everyone else knows it too.